Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This month, the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival is presenting a production of The Most Spectacularly Lamentable Trial of Ms. Martha Washington by James Iams. The show will run under the tent at Boscobel and Garrison, New York through July 30th. In the play, a recently widowed Martha Washington lies helpless in her Mount Vernon bed, ravaged by illness and cared for by the enslaved persons that will be free the moment she dies. As she begins to slip away, she falls deep into a fever dream of terrifying theatricality that investigates everything from her family to her historical legacy. The Most Spectacularly Lamentable Trial of Ms. Martha Washington is directed at Hudson Valley Shakespeare by Taylor Reynolds. Reynolds is a New York-based director and theater maker from Chicago and one of the producing artistic leaders of Obie Award-winning The Movement Theater Company in Harlem. She joins us now. Taylor Reynolds, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hello, thank you. Glad to be here.
Before we speak specifically about The Most Spectacularly Lamentable Trial of Miss Martha Washington, which you are directing for Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival, give me a sort of a brief intro bio. How do you do? How did you come to direct theater? How did you get involved in this life of the arts?
Try to keep it short. I work primarily in new play development. So it's actually more common that I'm working on workshops or small versions of plays rather than getting to do a fully realized production, just because usually the plays that I work on are half finished and on their way to being fully realized. So that's sort of how I got into theater, is just getting to know playwrights and getting to know artists who were making their own work. And I got connected to Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival and to Davis, the artistic director specifically, through a mutual friend, Mark Armstrong, who runs the 24-hour plays, which has been an integral part of my artistic career. So Mark is a very kind person who apparently said very kind things about me to Davis, and Davis was a kind person who believed those things. So that's how I ended up at Hudson Valley Shakes and had an absolutely beautiful time and miss, I'm back in New York now, and New York City rather, and I miss being there every day.
Well, it's so beautiful there, and it's oppressively hot in the city right now, right?
Yes. Yeah. I miss actual trees.
What do you like about developing new works and directing shows that aren't quite done yet, but helping to usher them into the world?
I think that new plays provide a great platform and opportunity to respond in real time, and not necessarily to issues or commentary on what's happening in, you know, society at the moment, which there's space for that as well. But I really just love the process of some things not working or some things in process, and we're trying things, and the playwright or the artists are all there, and we can change it or we can have a conversation about what needs to shift on, you know, someone's understanding, rather than just saying, well, this play was written 50 years ago and the playwright's gone, so we're going to figure it out. And so working The Lamentable Trial is a published play, and so James wasn't actively in the room, you know, figuring it out with us.
Right.
We had a line of communication. And so it's just always wonderful to have a playwright who is available in the sense of both caring deeply about the work and also who is alive and who is,
right.
who is updating and changing their play as it moves through time. You know, the play was developed in 2013, 2014. And obviously that was a different time than now, although, you know, very similar in a lot of ways. And so there were just some small adjustments that James made to incorporate our current understanding of history, even compared to a few years ago.
So when did you first hear about this play? Was it when you were approached to direct it, or were you familiar with it prior to that?
I was familiar prior. So I saw a production of this play, I think it was in 2017, when Ally Theater Company, which is based in Maryland, produced it. It was actually their inaugural production. And Ty Hallmark, who was the artistic director at the time, was one of my good friends and is still one of my good friends. And I was working with them later in their season. And so I went to see that production and I'd heard James's name before, just as, you know, a great playwright who exists, whose work I should know, but I hadn't read anything. And then I saw this production, which was crafted so beautifully with so few kind of physical and visual resources. And obviously the content of the play and the premise of the play of, you know, I didn't know really anything about Martha Washington or George Washington's and their relationship to being enslavers and the people that they were enslaving. And so just the premise, the real life historical premise was wild. And then to see how James and the company at Ally took it and just exploded it and made it so connected to today and such a contemporary feel. And the feeling of history is now and now is history had stuck with me then and continued to stick with me throughout the working on the production at Hudson Valley.
When you've seen a show produced, and if, I mean, this may be the only instance of this, but if you've seen a show produced and then later you're approached to direct it, I know there's enough space between that you have time to delve back into the text and develop your own ideas, but does that original production that you saw influence your vision for the show?
That is a constant concern.
Because you don't want it to, really.
Right. That's a constant thought that I have of, like, every time I see a great play and I'm like, wow, this play is awesome. Like, I want to work on this, or I want to work with this playwright, or I want to work with these people. And then I'm also like, but this production was so great. What am I going to do? Thankfully, the situations when I saw it in 2017 and doing it at Hudson Valley Shakes were different enough, because also just the experience of doing this show outside when it so clearly calls for kind of like a claustrophobic, intimate inside a house space, and to expand that and to do that under a tent outside, you know, across the river from West Point, where Martha Washington claims she stood next to the cannon, you know, so it was thankfully felt very different, I was really grateful to have seen and remembered what the show could be, because there were definitely some moments. There's some really magical and explosive moments where I was like, what? I have no idea what I want this to be, or what, you know, this company wants this to be. But I remembered that not only the production that I'd seen, but this play has had other productions, and, you know, they've done it, and they've created the impossible image and the impossible moment very well. So having that confidence to know that it can be done was really comforting.
Is it difficult to immerse yourself in a work that is dealing with the horrors of slavery?
It was and is, and that was one of our main focuses in the rehearsal room, of acknowledging that this is a satire, acknowledging that, you know, the play is like very funny and just very weird in itself and its language, and also acknowledging that these were real people. There were real enslaved people whose freedom depended on the life and death of Martha Washington. Some of the names of the chorus of slave characters are names of people who were owned by the Washingtons. Really honoring them, and with all the with all the crazy stuff that happens and all of the kind of theatricality of the play, also remembering that this is a heavy and difficult material to engage with, as it should be, and it's complicated and it's complex. And it needs that weight to be just as biting as it is funny in the moments of, you know, if you're laughing and then you don't know why you're laughing, or if you're laughing and then you're wincing, and, you know, it needs the reality of enslavement that happened in America's history, and acknowledging that fully and dealing with every thought and emotion that comes up with that.
Is it primarily your responsibility as the director to lead that charge, or does it come from higher up, or just from everywhere? Does it come from the company at, you know, Hudson Valley Shakes, or just does everybody need to participate? I mean, everybody should probably.
Right. I mean, I think it definitely comes from everywhere, you would hope. And I think Hudson Valley Shakes, artistic leadership team definitely had an understanding of the weight of this play and provided as many resources as they could. I also took it on for myself, just as an artist and as a facilitator. I strongly believe in, you know, forming community agreements before beginning rehearsal processes, just so that we enter into the space with some common understanding of these are our hopes, this is what we value, this is how we want to treat each other. And then, you know, that can shift and change as the process continues. And especially just understanding the content of the play, both it's so demanding physically, it's demanding emotionally, it's demanding mentally, because you got to be quick and funny and like go to all these, you know, very different places in 85 minutes, if that. And just wanting to have resources for everyone, because in addition to all of that, there's also the fact that we were and are still living through a global pandemic. And everyone in the company was thankfully fully vaccinated, but there is still risk involved. There is still the getting reacclimated to being around other people, being around strangers. And also there has been so much promise of racial reckoning and promise of improved racial relations, especially for Black folks and Black theater artists, that there was so much and everyone was so truly brave just to return, because we could have all just stayed in our homes and mm-hmm. sat in a room forever. And so I really wanted to make sure that as much as possible, you know, you can't prevent all harm, or we can't prevent every bad thing from happening ever. But having as many prevention tactics in place as possible, and also just having space for people's real feelings and whatever real things that people are dealing with that are connected to the play, that the play brings up for them, or that just living in this very real world might bring up. So I think we were successful. and I hope that it sets a new standard for what rehearsal processes are, because we are people first, going through very real things. Like, we're living through history, something we talked about a lot, of like, we are living through history right now, just like Martha right. Washington. And so trying to provide space for processing that in real time, as we're also understanding that the historical events that we talk about in the play are still very much affecting our lives, you know, right now in 2021.
The most spectacularly lamentable trial of Ms. Martha Washington is running at the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival through July 30th. It's written by James Iams and directed by our guest, Taylor Reynolds. Taylor, it's been wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival presents The Most Spectacularly Lamentable Trial of Ms. Martha Washington by James Iams, directed by Taylor Reynolds, through July 30th. To learn more, visit hvshakespeare.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.